Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and not that long ago, I experienced something pretty fucking incredible. I hate a lot of people. You know this, or maybe you don't know this. Are you new to the podcast? Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Chris Johnson, even though I just fucking said that. Hi, how you doing? My name is Chris Johnson. I hate a lot of people. Do I hate you? You're listening to me. So right now, no. Right now, I'm on board with your ass because you're giving me attention. Even if I can't fucking see you, I know you're fucking there, sort of. Let's just pretend I know. So me and you, we're on good terms. But like most everybody else, you take a look out your window most days. You go to the fucking store. You drive around in the fucking car and you just look at everybody you pass. I probably hate all those motherfuckers. And it does not stop when it comes to family members. I don't give a shit about a lot of fucking family members. Don't care. And there's this uncle that I think is a fucking asshole. I got a couple uncles that I think are huge fucking assholes. And one of them had like a medical situation. I didn't know this at the time. But I guess he had like a mini stroke or something. I mean, he was fine. He's fine. He's healthy. Like, this isn't a fucking podcast of like mocking somebody's fucking disease or anything like that. I don't even know what fucking happened, to be honest with you, because I don't care. Not that I don't care. Like, it's not that I wanted him to have like a fucking stroke. Here's the thing. If I fucking hate you, I just don't give a shit about you. I'm just not thinking about you. It doesn't mean I wish you ill. It doesn't mean I think like, motherfucker, I hope that guy has a fucking medical emergency and he's fucked. My grandma had a stroke and it was a fucking disaster because it just fried her fucking brain, and she was in a goddamn nursing home for like a year and a half, and I went to go see her and she's just sitting in front of a fucking chair, or sitting on a chair in front of a fucking TV, and she could barely fucking move. Her motor skills were fucked. She couldn't fucking talk. I would not wish that fucking situation on fucking anybody. So I'm not trying to make light of that. But like, whatever the fucking situation was, he had a fucking issue with his fucking head, and he came out of it okay, and he's living a normal fucking life. As a matter of fact, there's seemingly no fucking after effects. I've seen him several times since. However, the first couple times I saw him after this, he didn't know who the fuck I was. I was at a fucking get-together. And it was like a 4th of July get-together or some shit, I think. And this is right around like early pandemic time. Like when everybody didn't know what the fuck was going on. Everybody was locked down for a couple months. And I think this 4th of July thing was like the first time everybody's like, all right, let's fucking go outside and get together. So I'm seeing all these people for the first time in fucking months. And my uncle was there. And normally he's gonna fucking chat my ass up. And it sucks. He'll corner you. He'll ask you about your fucking day. And everybody's like, how the fuck do I get away from this? I don't wanna fucking talk to this fucking guy. He sucks. But that didn't happen that day. It didn't happen. I was like, hey man, score one for Chris Johnson. Score one for the fucking good guys. And later on, I'm talking to my grandma. Not that day, like another day. And she's like, you know, I was talking to your uncle. And he walked up to me and he said, who's that guy? And she's like, Christopher? You know, family members refer to me as my full first name. I'm Christopher to them. She's like, Christopher? He's like, who is that? What the fuck? This guy's fine, but he doesn't fucking know me? The only fucking after effect of your stroke or whatever the fuck it is that you have, the only fucking thing that's not normal about you now is that you don't know who I am? Hot fucking shit. Like, I'm free. I'm out of the fucking matrix. I'm unplugged now. You know how fucking exciting that was? There's no guilt here. There's no guilt. He drove himself here. He's got a fucking job. His mental capacity is fucking fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with him at all as a result of what happened, except he does not know who the fuck Chris Johnson is. He remembered everybody else. He knew who fucking everybody else was. The only person he didn't know was me. Hey, who's that guy with the long hair? It's Chris Johnson. What? Who's the guy with the fucking beard? Who's that fucking dirtbag over there? What's he doing talking to the rest of the family? Motherfucker, he is part of the family. I was fucking flabbergasted by this. I thought it was the greatest thing in the fucking world. Like, it was almost like my dreams have come true. Like, I've often thought, like, how the fuck do I get people to stop talking to me? Well, apparently there is a fucking disease or a virus or something that exists in the world that will make people forget who the fuck I am. My uncle caught it. He was afflicted by it. But apparently it's only temporary because he knows who the fuck I am again. He knows who I am again. It was only temporary. It bought me 2 months. I was unplugged for 2 months. And then after that fucking 2 months, when I saw him, it was like nothing ever happened. It's like he knew me the entire fucking time. He's saying shit like, neato. He's saying like, hey, what's going on, big guy? All that shit. The same shit I've been listening to for 40 fucking years. It was all fucking back. I was so fucking disappointed. I almost like am pissed at the universe for fucking teasing me. Like, you can't do that. You can't fucking do that. You can't fucking show me that shit is possible. I've been dreaming about this my entire life. Like, the ability to make people just forget that they ever fucking knew my ass. To think that I'm just a fucking stranger. Then they wouldn't fucking talk to me. They'd leave me the fuck alone. Do you understand what that fucking means? Do you understand what it's like to have it? To fucking have it. It was in your fucking hand. It was in your fucking grasp. And then for it just to go away. God damn it, Grandma. What the fuck did you tell him I was Chris Johnson? You jogged his fucking memory. I've never experienced anything like that before or since. Maybe he got COVID, for all I fucking know. Maybe COVID erased his fucking brain. Like I said, it was fucking 2020. When the pandemic start to like really shut shit down? March 2020? April, May, June, July. So it was like 4 months afterwards. He could have gotten fucking COVID then. He could have. Could have gotten that long COVID shit. Apparently, like, COVID, a stroke, some other fucking disease, something that knocked a guy on his ass and put him in the fucking hospital, allowed him to retain all of his fucking higher brain function. It only just erased part of his... You know what it was like? It was like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. You ever see that fucking movie? That's another amazing fucking movie. Matter of fact, put that on the list next to The Nice Guys. You gotta fucking see that film. It's fucking sensational. I got all this fucking shit rattling around in my fucking brain. All these possibilities and how a fucking grown-ass man could forget his fucking nephew. Like, now that I've gotten a fucking taste, I want to get back in. Somebody figure this out for me. Figure out what happened to this asshole to make him forget me and see if we can fucking restart that process and, you know, fucking jumpstart it for, like, everybody else in my life. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just don't want them to know who the fuck I am anymore. It's gonna save me a lot of time and aggravation. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean. Podbean is the motherfucking host of the podcast. Every episode is there. That's on the website or on the app. I'm on Instagram. That's at maybe 5 minutes. Twitter is at Johnson Hates You, and I'm going to put this podcast right in my Facebook timeline. So if you fucking want, if you're so inclined, you can catch that shit there.